Here's a question that I get asked a lot, an awful lot. Do I have to tithe? Many churches teach tithing, and yet so many people feel uncomfortable with the practice. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When I first visited the US, I discovered the practice of tipping. It's not something that we do quite as much where I live, but there you have to tip because that's how people earn their living. It used to be 10% or a tithe of the bill. It's a bit more these days. I wonder sometimes whether our attitude towards giving isn't more one of a tip than a tithe. Only a small percentage of God's people even tithe. It seems that we have so many other things to spend our money on. And so, as we juggle a limited cash flow, God's share seems to get squeezed. But it's not a zero-sum game, because God is a God who blesses. And when Israel had drifted away from him, he offered them a way back, a way of sacrifice and of blessing. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. The Lord All-Powerful says, "Try this test. Bring one-tenth of your things to me. Put them in the treasury. Bring food to my house. Test me. If you do these things, I will surely bless you. Good things will come to you like rain falling from the sky. You will have more than enough of everything." Are we obliged to tithe? No, because we're no longer under the Old Testament law, but under the law of grace. So while it's not a bad place to start, it's not a rule that we have to follow. But giving to God is meant to be a sacrifice. It's meant to take a good chunk of our discretionary expenditure. That's the plan. And when we do that with a cheerful heart, man, does God bless that. He just does. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God's word is full of power, full of encouragement, full of wisdom, and full of blessing. It just is, which is why I'm so passionate about sharing it with you in a way that speaks into the realities of your life. And that's what our latest life application booklet, Extravagant Grace, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.